From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Russia and Turkey are embarking on closer trade and energy ties following a meeting Tuesday in St. Petersburg between the two countries' leaders, Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Putin said diligent work is required to revive bilateral trade and economic cooperation. Mr. Erdogan said the two countries will restore their yearly trade target of $100 billion and speed up the resumption of charter flights. They pledged to build a natural gas pipeline and Turkey's first nuclear power plant. Bilateral ties were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane along the Syrian border last November. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau downplayed suggestions such meetings hurt U.S.-Turkey relations.
As I said, not a zero-sum game. You know, these are sovereign nations. They have relationships around the world. Turkey and Russia have common goals, not only in the fight against Daesh, but within the ISSG, taking a look at the situation in Syria.
Turkey has accused exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, living in the U.S., of orchestrating last month's failed coup and demanded his extradition. The rights group Amnesty International has condemned what it called excessive police force in Ethiopia over the weekend against what rights group researcher Fiseha Tekle called peaceful anti-government protests.
These demonstrations were met by violence, by live bullets, tear gas, and also batons. So the police used excessive force again as the protesters, even if the protesters were peaceful. The protests were being conducted in a very peaceful manner.
Amnesty said nearly 100 people were killed in Oromia region and in the northern Amhara regional capital of Bahir Dar in protest over land disputes with the government. This is VOA News.